Nexo will relabel TON balances to gram. From July 2nd, Nexo confirmed on June 30 that it will support TON's rebrand to gram, with the switch taking effect July 7. Balances that show as TON today will display as gram once the transition finishes, and holders do not need to move anything to keep their tokens. The announcement came directly from Nexo's official account on X. Ticker changes, holdings do not. The rebrand is a cosmetic ticker swap at the protocol level, not a migration. Nexo was explicit that the underlying token stays the same and that top-up and withdrawal addresses are unchanged. If you have sent TON to your Nexo account before, the same deposit address still works, and any withdrawal you queue will settle exactly as it did prior to July 2nd. Nothing needs to be reissued or re-verified on the custody side. That distinction matters because token rebrands often get confused with token swaps or contract migrations, which can require users to manually move assets before a deadline. This is not that. Balances relabel in place. The one thing that does not carry over, there is a single operational catch worth acting on. Existing limit orders and recurring orders placed on TON will not survive the transition. Nexo said users can place new ones in gram once trading goes live on July 7th. If you run a recurring buy into TON, or you have a resting limit order sitting on the book, expect it to drop off, and plan to re-enter it after the switch. For anyone using dollar cost averaging into the token through Nexo's recurring order feature, this means a manual step. Rebuild the schedule under the gram ticker so purchases resume without a gap. Impact for Nexo account holders. Nexo runs a lending and yield platform alongside the Nexo card, so most people holding TON there are either earning on it or using their portfolio as collateral. A ticker change does not alter interest terms, loan-to-value ratios, or how the asset counts toward a credit line. The token is the same asset with a new name, so its role as spendable or borrowable collateral behind the card is unaffected. The practical checklist for a Nexo user holding TON is short. Confirm your balance relabels to gram after July 7, leave your deposit and withdrawal addresses alone, and recreate any limit or recurring orders you had running. That is the full scope of the change. For the broader crypto card audience, this is a minor housekeeping update rather than a shift in what Nexo offers. It sits in the same category as an exchange updating a stablecoin ticker or adjusting how an asset appears in the app. The reason to flag it is timing. The change lands July 2nd, and the recurring order reset is easy to miss until a scheduled buy silently fails to run.